Blog Talk Radio.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a made up mind. Your heels get high, but you just keep on climbing. Your way getting hard, but you can't stop. You gotta keep on moving.
Keep on moving.
And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where
Jesus is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's waiting
for you.
On this journey, gets hard sometimes. You gotta be willing with a maid. Heels get high, but you just keep on
climbing.
Your way get hard, but you can't
stop.
You gotta keep on moving. And one day you'll make it to
the top.
That's where.
Sonia said this journey gets hard sometimes, but you got to be willing and have a made-up mind. And you know, praise the Lord, that is so true. You got to be determined no matter what you go through. First, I'd like to give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank and I praise God for being here. Thanking and praising God for blessing us to be in your presence one more time. Thanking and praising God for each and every one that came out to hear the service on today. Thanking and praising God for Brother D, Brother Dolph, Brother Tim, and Brother Eric if he's with us. And I just thank God because he feels so good and he's so merciful. He blessed us to see another day. And I just thank him. So at this time, we're going to get ready to get started, but I'm going to ask Brother D if he'll open us up with a prayer.
I'm back. Sorry for the delay. As always, Brother E out here trying to work, doing what he do, but the Lord is still able. And we're so glad to know that. Without any delay, we're going to ask each and every last one that's listening to us, if you will bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear. And as always, I would like you to pray along with us as we pray. Father in heaven, we come to you. We come, Father, just to say thank you. We want to thank you for blessing us to see another day. Another day, Lord, among the living. Father, we know that nothing was promised this morning. We wasn't promised to wake up this morning. We wasn't promised to get up. We wasn't promised to be able to move around and do the things that we're doing. But through your mercy, through your grace, we find that we're able to get up and say thank you, Lord. We want to tell you thank you. Not only our Father, we want to thank you for watching over our family all night long as we slumbered and slept, knowing that last night could have been our last night, but you saw fit to continue our golden years. And we just say yes to your word. Father, we ask that you continue to bless those that are sick, continue to bless those that can't do for themselves, those that don't know which way to turn. We pray that if anyone on listening tonight, Father, we pray that you would touch their heart. Give them a mind to open up and come in out the rain. To say, Father, I surrender all to you, knowing that you are
Lord.
A just God, you are right now God, and that you are a jealous God. We pray that each and every one that's listening to it will take and know that they can't have another God before you. We ask that you just continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus, continue to guide us. Bless the speaker tonight as she give us the word, knowing that whatever is on her heart to give, that is of you. And we pray that those that are listening will be receptive to the word, to receive the word in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, and we place no one above you. We ask these blessings among men in your darling son Jesus' name. That every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Back to you too.
Truly, we thank Brother D for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. We just thank God for blessing us, giving us the mind to continue to call on him and to be as close as we can to him. I thank God for that. So we're going to go ahead and go into the service, and we're going to talk today on the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. You know, oftentimes, you know, I don't know if everybody does, but every so often we think on the kingdom of God, and we think on the kingdom of God when we think of heaven, because also in the Bible it's referred to as the kingdom of heaven, which is still God's domain. So the kingdom of God is the rule of God over the entire universe. The kingdom of God is also called the kingdom of heaven, the spiritual realm over which God reigns as king, or the fulfillment on earth of God's will. So the kingdom of God, we know, is letting us know right now, this is God's domain, and this is a spiritual domain. This is a holy domain. And God sits high. He sits in his kingdom. And he oversees everything on the earth. Glory be to God. Jesus said he would be back. He's watching us. But he sent us back the comforter that would keep us until he come back for us. Now Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. To God. It's not meat and drink. Now you think about it. God don't have to eat. He's God. He don't have to drink. He's God. He got the food. He got the water. And he gives us his food through his word. The word of God is food for our souls. Now, the kingdom of God means the rule of Jesus Christ on earth and in heaven. The blessings and advantages that flow from living under Christ's rule. You think about it, all the rules of living under Christ's rule. You think about all the things that we have, what God give us, because there is nothing that we have, even though we work, but nothing we have that we would have if God didn't allow us to have it. I don't care how hard you work. I don't care how much money you make. But it is God who allows you to have the money. It is God who allows you to have the job. So everything is in Jesus Christ's control. Okay, and the subject of the kingdom or the church, because when you think about the kingdom of God, we're going to get a little deeper into that. It's in us. We are the church. It is not the building that we go to on Sunday, on Wednesday, or time of revival. It's not the building. But it's the person, the individual that's in there that's worshiping and serving God. Now, John the Baptist used the kingdom of God to call for repentance. Matthew 3:1-2 says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he's telling you to repent. He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now you think about it. Jesus was walking the earth right then. The kingdom of heaven was at hand because he was walking the earth right then. And John was saying, repent. In other words, ask forgiveness of your sin right now because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, repentance is a change of mind that bears fruit in a changed life. Because once we accept God and receive the Holy Ghost, then our lives change. Our person changes. Everything about us changes. The kingdom of heaven is the rule of heaven over the earth. So now Jesus sit high and look low, and he rules this earth. Glory be to God. And when we need help, he'll send his angel to prepare a way for us. You know, oftentimes you've heard people say they have been in dire situations and they see somebody want to hurt them, but that person ended up running because God got an angel standing on each side of that person. So don't ever think that God don't protect us. But we got to recognize that God is the kingdom of heaven. It is his domain. The whole universe is his domain. Our Bible tells us that the heaven is God's throne and the earth is God's footstool. So he is so powerful, he is so strong that the whole universe is his domain because just one section of the world could not hold him. Not even two sections. The world itself can't hold him. It took the universe, it takes everything because his power is so great, his power is so mighty. Glory be to God. Now, when we repent, we open the door to God's leading and healing that our rebellion once blocked God. You know, we're out in the world. Yes, we blocked God. Every time God tried to get into us, we didn't want to hear. We turn and we go back and we enjoy ourselves out in the world some more. So we did all we could to block God. We wouldn't even read the Bible. We didn't want to hear anything about the Word of God. Just like you run into people today. You run into people that does not want to hear anything about God, does not believe in God, does not believe that he is. And my thing is this. If you don't believe that God is, that God is who he say he is, that God is a spirit, that God did make the world, that God did make me and you, then you're in trouble. And I know as long as we're not saved, as long as we don't have the Holy Ghost, as long as we're not in a predicament to get to know God, then we don't want to believe. We will not believe, not realizing that we're putting our very soul in jeopardy. Just the fact that we don't want to hear or know anything about the Almighty God. But he's so merciful. What does he do? He keeps us here. Day after day after day, he protects us. He loves us. And he gives us the desires of our hearts. He makes a way for us, and we still don't want to have anything to do with him. But he shows us day by day that he loves us in spite of our stupidity, our ignorance, because, and don't think that ignorance is a bad word. It isn't. Our ignorance is simply not knowing. In our ignorance, we don't want to know God. We can't in our mind accept him because we don't see him. But look around you every day of your life. Think about it. This earth rotates on its axis because this is the way God designed it. So that by it rotating, when it's day in one country, it's night in another. It's evening in another. So because everybody not moving at the same time. So now we rebel against him and we don't hear what he said. But you know what the blessing is? As God let us live on and on and on, we begin to accept because we hear the word continuously. We hear, see people are being saved continuously. And we see what God is doing for that person, and then we get to the point that we want what that person has. So it turns out to be a blessing that God left us here. He knows what he's doing. Whatever God's doing is already signed, sealed, and delivered. So he knows what he's doing. He knows you're going to change. He knows you're going to turn around and pray and trust him. He knows you're going to seek salvation. That's why he keep it out there. Put himself in your view, even though you don't see him. But you see the works of his hand. God in his mercy has turned toward us. Now we can turn to him in admitting our sin, as John the Baptist cried out for us every day in the wilderness to repent of our sin. Now, in order for us to repent of our sin, we first got to admit that we sin. Some people won't admit that they sin because they cannot see the things that they're doing is against the will of God. So in their minds, they're doing right, but it is not in the will of God. Some people look at things and say, well, it's just a little minor thing. But in the eyesight of God, sin is sin, no matter how minor or no matter how big it is. There is no measure to it. You can't say, I just sinned just a little bit. But Brother John sinned a whole lot. He killed somebody. Well, the little sin you did equals to what Brother John did because God says sin is sin, and that is no weight to sin. Everything is against the will of God, and we will be punished for it. Okay? So once we repent, God will receive us into his kingdom. Only God can get rid of your sin. Now, yes, you can go to Brother D. You can come to me and say, forgive me for my sin. Well, me on this earthly person, and because of who I am, and because I want to be saved and I want to be with God, yes, I'm going to forgive you for your sins. It is a sin to harbor unforgiveness. That's a sin all by itself. So, yes, we should forgive someone else their sin, no matter how they mistreated us. The only, forgive them from the very bottom of your heart, but the only thing then you have to learn is how to treat them. Treat them nice, but don't let them get too close to you. You just have to know people and treat them within the will of God. Don't act like the next person acts, because that person don't want to forgive you for what you did against them. Well, don't you go to somebody else who have did something against you and don't forgive them. You forgive them. Don't be like Brother Jake. Don't be like him. Be like Jesus. For he said in his word, if you refuse to forgive man his sin, my Father, which is in heaven, will not forgive you your sin. And if God don't forgive you your sins, then we're in trouble. We're talking about the kingdom of God now. Okay. Now, once we repent, then God will receive us into his kingdom. Only God can get rid of our sins. He doesn't expect you to come clean up yourself before you come to him. Now, a lot of times, that's what people think they should do. Well, I got to get clean. I got to read my Bible. I got to receive the Holy Ghost. How are you going to receive it if you don't never get the word? He doesn't expect you to be clean. It is his job to clean you up. It is his God to make you the way he wants you to be. So you can't put yourself in that position. Some people say, well, I don't have anything to wear. But you'll slip on a pair of pants or even an evening gown to go where you want to go. If you don't have anything to wear, slip on them pants or that evening gown and go out and worship God. But God is not looking at the outer appearance of man, but he's looking at the heart. He don't base on our outer appearance. He bases us on our heart, how we accept him. Have we received the Holy Ghost? Have we forgiven people and ourselves for our sins? Some people stay locked up and can't move forward because they won't even forgive themselves. You know you did wrong. Ask God for forgiveness. And if it bothers, ask God to help you to forgive yourself, because as long as you cannot forgive yourself, you're keeping yourself locked up and you cannot move. You can't go forward. You're not free yet. God has already forgiven you, but you can't forgive yourself, so you're not free yet. Still in bondage because of your own mind. We got to understand, once the Almighty God forgive us, then don't hold nothing against ourselves. We let it go. God forgave us, and we take God's forgiveness, and we forgive ourselves if that's what's holding us, and continue to move forward. And so I found that out years ago. It was funny because a young lady came up to me after church, and she began to tell me about her and her father. Her father was dead, and she was holding against herself that he had died without her asking his forgiveness. I said, honey, all you can do now is God to forgive you and tell God about the problem with your father and ask God for the forgiveness. Because even though she might have did wrong to her father, it is God who you want to forgive you. You can't ask your father now, but you can repent to God of your sin and release yourself so that you can move forward and do whatever the will is that God have in your life. So he doesn't expect you to clean yourself up. He'll do that. And once God cleans you up, a new life follows repentance. Once you repent, then you become a new creature. That's what our Bible tells us. So once you repent and God has forgiven you, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you will feel it. And you will feel God in your spirit. And once God has forgiven you, then life, a free life, a new life, will follow repentance. Now Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oftentimes, I hear people recite that verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and they skip over his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But when God had that word righteousness put in there, he meant that. God's righteousness, not man's righteousness. So when you seek the kingdom of God, you also seek his righteousness. How do I seek God's righteousness? Salvation. Tell God I want to be saved. And begin to prepare yourself for salvation. Read that Bible. That Bible will tell you how you should walk and how you should talk and the things that you should do. Now, this also means to put God first in your life. Let him fill your thoughts with his desires. Allow God to lead you that you may pattern your life as God will have you to do. Let God lead you so you can pattern your life in the way he has you to go. In doing that, fulfilling your thoughts with his desire and allowing him to lead you, this is accepting his righteousness. Don't try to jump over his righteousness or block that part out, because it is his righteousness that we accept that get us into heaven. If we don't accept his righteousness, we'll never make it to heaven. 2, 6, and 10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, this referred to, this is 6 and 10, this is part of the Lord's Prayer. Thou kingdom come, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thou kingdom come. Now, thy kingdom come refers to God's spiritual realm. And when we receive the Holy Ghost, then the kingdom of God is within us. Because we are partaker of the kingdom. We are partakers of his spirit. We have accepted the spirit of God. We have allowed him to clean us up. And we are looking for his salvation. And see, when we're doing the things that he expects us to do and or that he wants us to do, then God is pleased with, glory be to God. He is pleased with us when we're doing the thing that we are supposed to do, because by doing the thing that we are supposed to do, then we are making our path, glory be to God, to be with him eternally. And he's pleased with that, because that is what his plan was for us anyway, before the fall of Adam and Eve. His plan was for us to be with him always. And his plan is still for us to be with him eternally. But we have got to allow him to clean us up. We got to walk upright before him and accept his righteousness. For he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We want to be children of God. We want to be with him. So let us be holy. It's not a bad thing to be holy. It's not a hard thing to be holy. It's just accepting God in his righteousness and allowing him to clean us up, allowing ourselves to repent so that God will forgive us our sin and clean us up. It is not hard to say, Lord, forgive me for my sin. You find some people cannot even go to another person and say, forgive me for I was wrong. That doesn't make you any less a man or woman. Matter of fact, it makes you more so a man or woman because you was willing to humble yourself and ask forgiveness. That is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Now, Matthew 6 and 33 says, okay, I wrote that down twice. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Okay. We are to seek the things of God as a priority over the things of the world. I'm going to read that again. Because some of us need to get this in order in our minds and in our hearts. We are to seek things of God as a priority over the things of the world. In other words, the thing of God is more important than the things of this world. Basically, we have to seek the salvation that will get us into the kingdom of God. It is of more value to us than anything in this world, even riches. There is not enough money on this earth, and I don't care if you had the whole mint company that would equal up to seeking the kingdom of God, to seeking salvation, to seeking to live eternally. Because when you live, when you're seeking God and you're seeking to live eternally, you won't die no more. You're going to always live holy, and you don't have to worry about going to hell, for you have made it into God's kingdom. So seeking the kingdom of God, salvation, the Holy Ghost, is more important. It's more precious, way, 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 way more precious than anything else in this world could be. Because we're seeking to live forever. In this world, you only live in here. We are all living here for a short amount of time. However long God allow us to be here. But eventually, we all have got to die. God has already set our dying date. We all got to die. So what the God wants us to do is to be ready, be prepared, have the kingdom of God living in us through the gift of the Holy Ghost. Seeking his righteousness, showing God how much we love him, we need him, we want him. Okay, Luke 17, 20 and 21 says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, talking about Jesus, when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So in other words, he wanted them to know that the kingdom of God is not coming in a way of being advertised. You're not going to look at TV or on a billboard that's going to say, well, the kingdom of God is coming June 15, 2025. It's not coming with observation. It's not being advertised. And it also say, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Can't tell them, well, the kingdom of God is coming in New York. So you better get up and get over there so you will be in the kingdom of God. You can't tell them the kingdom of God is coming to Detroit. So you're going to get up and run over there so you can enter into the kingdom. It does not work like that. For the kingdom of God is within you. There is no physical observation. For the Spirit of God is a spirit. And the thing that we got to recognize and remember when Jesus comes back, when our kingdom time comes, that is, we hopefully, all of us going to heaven. When Jesus Christ comes back, he's not coming back as a physical man as he walks this earth. When he walked this earth, though he was a spiritual man, but he came in a physical body so that he could get to the people, he could walk, he could talk to them and teach them about him and his Father. But when he died, he's coming back again because he said he was. But he's not coming back a physical man. He's not coming back a baby. Coming back in his glory with all power in his hand and have his army with him ready to fight and destroy Satan and all his angels and throw them all into the pits of hell for eternity. So now the Pharisees asked Jesus when God's kingdom would come, not knowing that it had already arrived, unlike any earthly kingdom. Now let me back up just a second there. You know, when they asked, not knowing it's already, the kingdom of God has already arrived, when Jesus came to this earth, the kingdom of God had already arrived. Not like our earthly kingdom, for Jesus is our spiritual kingdom. He will oversee all of us. And even right now, he's overseeing us on earth, and he's overseeing everything in heaven because he paid the price for us, and because he came down and died for us, his Father put everything in heaven and earth in his hands. So unlike any earthly kingdom, there's no location on this earth you can go to and find the kingdom of God. Some people think, well, I go to this church, so I'm going to make it into the kingdom. But have you received the Holy Ghost? Because as I often say, when Jesus come back, he's only receiving the one that have his spirit living in him that has been reborn. and he's speaking to one that has the Holy Ghost. Okay, now, the kingdom of God is in you. By the works of God's Spirit, people live. We should look and see what God is doing. And you can look around. And when you run across a person that's truly saved, it's something about that person that looks differently. And you can tell it. Because God's people are different from the worldly people. God's people are peculiar people. God's people are people that is set aside and being used for the master's use. Okay, but we should look at what God is doing in people's lives, even your own life. If you say you can see for yourself, you know, God allow us sometimes to look back from where he brought us to where we are today, and we can see that change. We can see that we don't even talk the way we used to talk. So we'll see that we're living a holy life now, and the things that we used to do, we don't do anymore. And if you are doing the things that you used to do, don't do it. Get on your knees and pray and ask God to help you to overcome, because you want to be in his kingdom. You want to be with him for eternity. When you the change in you, when you read your Bible and pray to God, committing yourself to God, you will find and see, you will feel and see the change. You will begin to see yourself in a different light because you're no longer that person that you used to be. So while we're seeking God's kingdom, know that God's kingdom is within us. In the likeness of the Holy Ghost. Now Psalms 103:19 says, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Not over some. God got power over Satan. Satan can't do nothing unless God let him. Satan know that he's going to hell. So what is he doing? He's trying to take everybody he can with him. And we let him. But listen, God's kingdom is an eternal kingdom. So I'm getting ready to close, but I'm going to say this. Daniel 4:3. This is King Nebuchadnezzar. When he was truly serving God before he turned and God had to bring him back, he said, how great are the signs and how mighty are his wondrous, his kingdom and his dominion is from generation to generation. So he was letting us know how mighty God is. And see, we, as God's people, sometimes have to take time and tell God how great he is, how much we love him, how we know he is majestic and he's over everything, that there is nothing that compares to him. We have to let God know that. We just have, and that's our way of letting God know that we worship him and we love him. And we want to do everything we can for him. Submit your life to him. Submit your ways to him. Glory be to God. So everything on this earth, every authority, every power, everything on this earth that exists on this earth was established by God. So in my closing, let us all seek his kingdom. Let us all seek his kingdom. Glory be to God. And remember, we receive the Holy Ghost. His kingdom lives in us. And I thank God for that. See, by his kingdom living in us, he can direct us. He can keep us. He can guide us. Glory be to God. So at this time, I'm going to take this time to open up the floor. Anybody who have any questions, testimony, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you. I just want to tell the goodness of Jesus. We're going to open up the floor and give you that time.
Amen, amen. Sister Marion, I got a question. Sister Marion, how you doing? Good evening.
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Right. Well,
go ahead with your question.
I just want an explanation. I hear we often say on these programs that where a few gather is just like church. But then I hear people say we need to go to church to worship. So explain that to me, what that means. Explain that to me.
Okay. Yes. Well, one or two gather in Jesus' name, it'll be in the midst. But look, if you don't go to church, but fortunately, praise God, you all get the word. Over the radio, it's still the word of God. You have your Bible to follow it. But if people don't go to church, don't read their Bible, don't have anybody to understand the Bible, to help them to understand, because if you're not saved, you can read that Bible, but you don't understand it, a lot that it says, because God don't open it up to you. That's the same way Jesus did when he walked this earth. He spoke in parables, and the disciples and even the disciples and other people did not understand what he was saying, but he took his disciples aside and explained it to them. So if we don't go to church, get in a faith-believing Bible reading church that teaches the word of God, then we don't know. We can read our Bible at home, but if we don't have anybody to give us understanding of that word, then we don't know the word. By knowing the word, Brother Dahl, that's opening up your way to salvation. That is opening up your way to the Holy Ghost. God will begin to open up that word to you, and you will begin to understand. Now, and I can see you understand quite a bit. And what you don't understand, you ask the question.
Yes, ma'am.
So the Bible tells us, don't neglect to assemble ourselves together. That's why God gave you the preacher. That's why God gave you pastors to oversee your soul, to give you this word. That's why he gave you ministers to give you this word.
Mm-hmm.
So the pastor in the church is the overseer in the church of your faith to help you to understand the word of God. And if you're in a church that's not explaining this Bible to you, you don't need to be there. Because when that preacher preach, you should be able to follow along and understand, even if you don't know it. A lot of times, as you follow along, God will open it up to you, help you with your understanding. But if you're going to church every Sunday, you don't know nothing from the time you get there to the time you leave, find your church to go to. That's going to increase your understanding. It's going to open up your understanding of the word of God. Did that help you at all?
Oh yeah, that explained it perfectly. But I got one more that I keep hearing going back and forward. I've heard, and I've been to a church where they said, do you have to be baptized to be saved or to go to heaven? Do you have to be baptized?
Yes, baptized with water and with the Holy Ghost. Jesus stated that himself in the Bible. You must be baptized with the water. That's where he went. That's why for an example for us. That's why he went to John the Baptist to be baptized. Because when we go down in that water, we go down, we come up, we should have a mindset, if we don't be saved, right, we should have a mind to be saved. Because you go down into that water.
So you're telling me I can almost live nobody's perfect. I can almost live a almost perfect life all my life, but if I don't get baptized before I pass, I can't go to heaven. I can't enter this kingdom of heaven.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this, Brother Dog. I'm not the one to tell you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. That's not,
right.
I'm not the judge. That's God's job. But I'm saying that Jesus says that you should be baptized in the water and with the Spirit. So you should be baptized. You should go down in the water and be baptized. And you should receive the Holy Ghost and be baptized with the Spirit.
Amen.
I'm not going to be one to tell you, Brother Dolph, you're going to hell if you don't be baptized in water. Because, see, our salt is not his salt. I can just only tell you what the Word of God says.
Right. Right.
And that's what he wants me to do.
Well, all right. Like I said, the day I didn't have to go to the racetrack so I can sit out here and get the full blow of it and I can express myself better and I can understand stuff better. But Sister Mary, that song about sending up my timber, what you mean by sending up my timber? What does that mean, sending up
prayers.
My timber?
You're praying. Sending up my timber, praying to God, sending up your prayers.
Okay.
Every day. Yes.
Also, Sister Marion, I want to ask for a special prayer. I want to ask for a special prayer. You can put this on the prayer list for the day. I just was looking in Trigger Man's little daughter. She had a seizure today. She put a big gash in her head, and they're running tests on her to find out what's wrong with it and everything. So if you could, just do a prayer for Trigger Man's daughter and hope everything work out for her okay, because she had a seizure today and put a nasty gash in her head. Evidently, she must have fell or something. And put a nasty gash in her head. So we just want to send out a prayer for her and to hope everything is okay with her.
Okay, I sure will. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
But let me ask you this question, Brother Dog.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been water baptized?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. That's why I keep asking, and I keep hearing people tell me I'm supposed to get baptized, but I haven't been baptized. No, I haven't.
But I'm going to suggest, because, see, we want to do everything that God tells us to do. We want to show God we are submissive to him. We want to tell God that we believe in him. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, does a feeling or some spirit or some sign come over you that's telling you that you need to be baptized? Or you just... Do you get a sign? You know, as the old folks said, do you get a sign to tell you that you need to be baptized?
No, Brother, don't get no sign to tell you that.
Well, what's the matter? Don't laugh at me because I'm asking you. You don't probably laugh at me. Now I'm asking because
I'm
just
really
wondering.
I'm really not laughing at you, just the way you said the question. That's all. You know, you're supposed to ask what you want to know.
right. Sister Mary, let me tell you why I asked that though. Now, the more I done got into this spiritual listening, because I grew up spiritual. Now, I grew up like that, but I went away from it and seemed like I'm coming around in a circle. And at my age, I know that the Lord has been blessing me and watching over me. And if I haven't been obedient to him in so many ways, including to be baptized, I wonder why does he continue to bless me?
Why he continue to bless you, Brother Dog? He says in his Bible, and I know you heard this, and you might even have read it somewhere. He said he rained on the just as well as the unjust.
That the unjust. Okay.
The unjust is the one that's not saved. In other words, he blesses you as long as you're on this earth. And he leaves us here to give us time to be saved. Now, the water baptism also symbolizes the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
But do you have to belong to a church to be baptized, or could you just go to a church and tell them you want to be baptized? How does that work, Sister Mary?
Well, you know what? Some churches baptize if you want to be baptized, if you ask, even if you don't belong there, but they will let the preacher will let you know, if you don't want to join this church, then go and find you a church or go back to the church of your choice. Does that make sense to you?
Yes and no.
When you ask a preacher to baptize you, you should not ever be turned down. That is a blessing, and it is a gift from God.
That's what I was looking for. When you asked me, did I understand? I was saying yes and no, because I'm saying if you're doing the right thing and you're doing what God wants you to do, I don't see why you have to join the church or join that church just to be baptized if that's something that God wants everybody to do.
And that's true. That's true. So when you in the when you go down and walk in the water, if you go down there with the right mind, like you want to be saved, Lord, forgive me for my sins, that water baptism should wash your sins away. But it doesn't usually fall that way, Brother Dog. People get baptized, and later they get saved, and some of them don't, because if you get baptized and you go on back out to the world, you wasn't sincere in your doing anyway.
Well, see, I think that's me, Sister Mary. I think I want to get baptized, but I'm thinking my thoughts of me getting baptized is just because it's saying I'm supposed to get baptized. I don't know whether I don't think I'm ready to be baptized because I don't think I'm ready.
Well, only you know that. Only you and God know that. But I will tell you to pray for that.
Right.
But now let me just read the scripture to you, Romans 6:3-6. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that life as Christ we are raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of him, of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve. So, yes, when we go down into the water, we asking God to forgive us of our sins.
That's it. Adol.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
You know, let me say this. When you get married, male and female, they give you a license. You put a ring on her finger, she put a ring on your finger. That symbolizes our marriage. That's not the marriage. That's how baptism is. That's not the marriage. The marriage takes place in the heart. That ring is just for the two on the outside to see that you belong. Well, when Jesus came to John to be baptized of water, John said, I need to be baptized of you. Jesus didn't have to be baptized. Jesus got baptized as a symbolic baptism that a man, when you go home from a day's work, you take a bath. It's the cleansing of the body. That's what the water baptism is. It shows man that you've been down and you are clean. You're going to start a whole new leaf on life. And let me say this as well. I heard Monty when he was talking about the going to church. Yes, the Bible said, for two or three assembly in my name. But see, here's why we can have church here. Because according to Scripture, look what he said. He said, Peter, upon this rock I build my church. Peter, he wasn't talking to no bricks, no mortar, no wood, no stones. See, the church is within. That's why Jesus dwells on the inside. Look here. He said, let your light so shine that man may see your good work, but glorify me. See, this is why we have the place of worship. Fret not to assemble yourself. I may say something, you may say something. I didn't quite understand last week, but something you said, oh, that's what it meant. But if we don't assemble together, we can't do that. You see what I'm saying?
I got it. All right, don't let me take over the show. I got my questions out the way, Sister Mary and Brother D.
Being water baptized is the washing away of your sin. But you got to go down with that mindset. So Jesus himself didn't have to be baptized. He was God himself. But that was for us.
It was for man.
That we would follow him and be baptized.
Background noise. We got some background noise back there.
That's me.
Well, if anybody else got any more questions, like Sister Marion said, come on in here. I ain't ashamed to answer my questions. I know some of the same questions I asked. A lot of y'all might have the same feelings of misunderstanding. So if you don't and you ain't got it, don't feel free to hit the one button. I mean, it's no shame over here. It's no embarrassment. And if you're confused about something or don't agree with something, hit the one button and see can we help you out. Yep, that's what we're here for today. Thank you, Sister Mary. Appreciate you.
You are so welcome.
Yes, sir.
Hey, dog.
I want to make sure that you understand, too.
Right.
Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, if you truly love the Lord like we profess that we do, the embarrassment would be to not know his word. That would be the embarrassment, is to not know.
Right.
And see, you got someone that's willing to help you. That's not going to talk about you. We're going to tell God about it. Not going to talk about you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. No more hands. No hands up, Sister Mary. No hands up, Sister Mary. Everybody's back listening.
Okay.
We got a nice crowd. Got a nice crowd, but no hands come up. Nope. So maybe they understand everything.
Amen. Well, praise God for that. It's a blessing to have understanding.
Go ahead, T. Go ahead.
What's that you talking about?
Some knucklehead. No, that was some knucklehead on Brother D phone. That was a knucklehead on Brother D phone jumping in.
Oh.
I apologize, y'all. I'm sorry.
Did you have something you want to say?
No, ma'am. I didn't know I was on live yet, but it's okay. I apologize.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
Amen. It sounded like Brother Kiki.
Okay.
He's on Brother D line, and
it's Preacher Boy. It's Preacher Boy.
That's me, man.
Oh, Preacher Boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, no problem. No problem. We understand. We good.
I'm going back on mute.
Okay. Okay. Let me just read one more thing to you, Brother Dog, on that baptism. Because I like to know, you know, that you definitely understand everything. Matthew's 4th chapter 13 through the 15th verse. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Okay? So this is as forgiveness of sin. When you go down into the water to be baptized, you should ask God to forgive your sin.
Amen.
that this is what it must be. The Bible says, Jesus says, be baptized with water and with fire. Even John admitted that. He said, I baptized with water, but there's one coming after me who's not worthy, who I'm not worthy to unlatch his shoes. He shall baptize me with the Holy Ghost. It's God's will that we be baptized. Okay, and at this time, I truly, truly, truly thank God for each and every one who came out today. So at this time, I just want to say a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, once again, God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with it each and every day of our lives. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask you to continue to watch over us, Father God. Father God, continue to bless us, Father God. Father God, give us a mind that stay on you, Jesus. Father God, bless us wherever we go, Father God. Bless us to be able to tell somebody about you, dear God. Father God, and we cannot make it without you, Father God. Without you, we are nothing and nobody. Father God, we love you, Jesus. Father God, and we put nothing and no one above you, Jesus. Nothing. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for keeping us and saving us. Father God, and we ask you to bless in the nursing home, in the hospital room. Father God, we ask you to go into the schoolhouse, Father God. Father God, and put your spirit in these schools, Father God. Father God, if anyone come up, Father God, to harm anyone in that school, the children all the way down up to the janitor. Father God, we ask you to bind that old death spirit in his mind, Father God, and don't allow him to be able to harm anyone. Father God, in the schools all over the world, God, Father God, we ask you to protect the children, God. Father God, bind up that sick demonic spirit that is in these people and don't let them be able to do anything harmful to your children, Father God. Not only the children, but all the people of this world, Father God. Father God, bless the people that walk the street. Keep them, dear God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. Father God, I ask you to bless the people where passerby shooters, God, go by and kill people in their home, minding their own business. Father God, bind that old demonic spirit and don't allow it, Father God, to be able to do anything to any of your people. Father God, and we ask you to go into the hospital room, God. Father God, and we ask you to heal, Father God, all this sickness that's going around, God. Father God, for we know you are a healer. Father God, we know you are a heart fixer and you are a mind regulator. Father God, and we ask you to bless Brother Trickerman's daughter who had a seizure, Father God. Father God, we know you to be a healer right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, for we know you are able, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch and heal, God. Father God, we ask you to take that old spirit from her that she won't have seizures anymore. Father God, just take that spirit, Father God, away from her right now in the name of Jesus. We command it in Jesus' name, Father God, and we know you are healing. Father God, didn't nobody have to tell us, Father God, we know you are healing God. Father God, and Brother Tatum's friend or family, the young man that's been sick, Father God, we ask you to touch him right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, he didn't state what was wrong, but you know, God, I know that you already know the problem. Father God, and we ask you to heal it right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bind these old sickness up in the people and send it back to hell from whence it came. Father God, and I know you're able, God. Father God, we truly thank you. Father God, and we ask you to bless us, brother and sister Fan. Father God, we ask you to bless Sister Emily. Father God, we ask you to strengthen her mind, Father God. Father God, she wants to be, but Father God, she's always been pulled back. Father God, give her the strength. Strengthen her mind, Father God, that she'll be able to fight this demonic spirit that pulls her back as she tries to get to know you. Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, we ask you to wrap her up, fill her up, and tie her up in your love, Father God, that nothing will be able to get to her, Father God, as she tries to get to you in the name of your son Jesus. Father God, in the name of your son Jesus, we ask you to bless Sister Jada and her family, God. Father God, bless Miss Deborah and her family, God. Sister, we ask you to bless Brother Powell and his family, God. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother Dog, Father God, and his family. Bless Brother D, Brother Tim, and their family, God. Brother Eric and his family. Father God, we ask you to look upon each and every one on this line at the sound of my voice. Father God, they may not say anything, but you know all things. If there is a sickness among them, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of your son, Jesus. For we know you are here, Father God, and there is no sickness, no disease that can stand, Father God, when you heal, God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, if there's a mental issue, if there's a problem, Father God, in their lives, we ask you to bless them right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, give them a mind to seek your face, God. Father God, we know you're able, God. Father God, just strengthen us, God. Father God, build us up where we're torn down, God. Father God, bless us, Father God, and set us on solid ground, Father God, as we continue to seek the kingdom, Father God, that we do our best to walk upright before you. Father God, that we get away from the sin of the world, Father God, and seek your face, God. Father God, we know you're able, Father God. Father God, and we ask you to bless each and every soul on this phone this afternoon that's listening to your service. Father God, let the unbeliever be a believer, God. Father God, we know you're able, Father God. Father God, and we know, Father God, there is nothing you can't do. There is no sickness you can't heal. There is no disease, Father God, that you cannot heal, Father God. Father God, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We believe it. We have faith, God, Father God, that you're going to do it. If there's a financial situation right now in the name of your son, Jesus, touch the pocket, touch the purse, God, in your holy name, Father God. Father God, and bless them financially, God, in your holy name, God. Father God, let the unbeliever be a believer. Glory be to God. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, and we will forever praise your holy name. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, this I ask in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm. We serve a good God.
Let the Lord have his way.
Glory
to Jesus. Let the Lord have his way.
He's so merciful. Glory be to God.
Have your way, Lord.
Ooh, glory. Thank
have
you, Lord.
Your way. Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Thank you.
Glory
be to God. Hallelujah. For all the listeners, if you just believe, you're
just
fine.
Believe.
Whatever your petition
just
is
believe.
With God, it will come to pass. You will be able
just
to
believe.
See whatsoever your petition is, but you got
just
to have faith in
me.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God. Okay,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming down, Brother Dog. I'm coming down. Thank you, Jesus.
Take your time. Take
and
your
at
time.
This time, glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just tell you, God is so good. God is so good. I
yes,
tell anybody,
yes,
I dare you to try.
Yes, he is.
I dare you to try.
That's it. That's it. Try for yourself.
He is so merciful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Glory be to God.
They need to learn God is one fit all. He's small, yes, fat, short.
That's it. Bible says he has no respectable person.
Right. No, Try him on. Your life will be better.
Amen.
Glory be to God. He is merciful. Yes, he's a merciful God, and he loves you. He loves all of us. It's not that he look at one and don't look at the other. He look at all of us, whether we saved or unsaved. As long as we live, we have a chance to be with him eternally. And I thank God for that. And brother, don't worry about if you're fat, if you're skinny, if you're old, if you're young, if you're sick or whatever. God loves you anyhow because he made you. He know all about you, and you don't have no problem that he didn't let you have. Glory be to God. Hey, we can praise our way. We can worship. We can love him. We can love our way out of all our problems. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I truly hope tonight that somebody got something out of this. And I tell you, let us get back to praying. Glory. Hallelujah. Often time, hallelujah. Brother D always saying it's in the Bible. Pray the key and it's faith that unlocks the door. It is your faith that gets you here. Glory be to God.
That's it.
But we need to pray. We need to pray and get a closer relationship with God.
Relationship with the Lord. That's it.
Glory be to God.
Closer relationship with.
We have separated ourselves from God.
Mm-hmm.
We got get a closer relationship with God. And how we get that relationship is through prayer. Read our Bible and pray. Brother, sister, you might say, I can't pray as well as somebody else. Pray the way you pray. God understands it all. And no matter how you pray, it's music to God's ears.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Glory be to God. So I thank God for that on tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to announce, be with us again on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel. As I say always, God has a word for you.
That's
on Tuesday night. Our brother D and his hour of gospel. His gospel hour. Glory be to God. Be with us, same time, same channel, same station, every Tuesday night. Glory be to God. And on each weekday, Monday through Friday, starting at 8 o'clock, God's meeting with Brother Eric.
Yes.
Be with us. God have a word no matter where you come and you listening, because we're bringing a word from the Bible.
Between the word from God's word. Glory be to God.
So truly, 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 I thank God for each and every one of you. And I certainly hope that this word resonated with you somehow, some way, because God wants us to hear this word so that we can be now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majestic dominion and authority before all time now. And forever.
Thanks,
amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Into your hands, Brother Dow.
Amen.
I go have to go by myself. I'll go if I have to go by myself. If my mother
don't go,
my father
don't go,
my sister
don't go,
or my brother
don't go,
I'll go if I have to go by myself.
That's right. If I go, I gotta go by myself. If don't nobody ask no questions, I'm going to ask some questions when I get a chance. Sister Mary, we thank you for that that great prayer, teaching today. We thank you for the great appetizer and everything. And Sister Mary, you got any final words, go ahead and say them. If you don't, you can go ahead and hang up, Sister Mary. We appreciate you. God bless you.
Amen. I just thank God for everything. And I just want to say to each and everybody, God bless you all and have a blessed evening.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right, Brother D, are you there, Brother D, before we get started with the second part of the program? Brother D, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Uh-huh. All right, well, Brother D, if you don't mind, we're gonna do another special prayer. I want you to do it, if you don't mind, for Lizzie Music and her fight with her cancer, her breast cancer. We wanna just do another special prayer for her, if you don't mind, Brother D, before we transition over to the other part of the program, if you don't mind.
Amen. You know, it's funny you asked that, dog, because I was just sitting here saying to myself, you know, we like to be obedient. And I tell you all the time, we want you glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. But as Monty was closing, I was just thinking to myself, there was a young man in the Bible. He told the Lord something. He said, Lord, he said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless my soul. And if you keep reading, you'll find where he said, you wrestle with the angels all night long. I just started thinking about that when she was praying us out. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. The Bible says faith truly unlocks the door. Father God, we come before you this evening to whisper a word of thanks again. Lord, we know you've been truly good to us. We know you're truly keeping us. And we just want to tell you we love you. And Father, we come as an intercessor for one of our sisters today. Sister Lizzie Musey, we've been knowing her for a long time. And we find that old sickness has grabbed a hold to her body. We find that the doctors looks at it one way, but we know you see it another. We know that no matter what may come our way, that we know, Lord, you are a healer. We ask you to touch right now. Touch her body. Touch your body, Father, in a way that only you can. Let us know, Lord, that no matter what the doctors say, that you are still standing by, that all we have to do is call up on you and say, Lord, I need you right now. Father, we ask that you just bless. Not only her, Father, bless her family. Give them a mind of understanding. Give them a mind to know that they need to just fall on their knees and say, Father, heal right now, and that you are a healer. Let them know, Lord, that you gave a young man back to his father after being on the deathbed. Let them know that you're the one that gave sight to the blind. You're the one that opened up the deaf ears. You're the one that anointed the young man's eyes with clay and told him to go wash, and he was able to see. Let them know, Father, that you are the one. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. Bless her right now. Touch her body right now. Touch her body right now. Touch her body right now. In the name of Jesus, we count it done, Father, in your name. Let every heart say amen. 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 We know you as a healer, and we know you're able. Sister Lizzie, if you're listening, we ask that you just keep your hand in God's hand. Get a closer relationship with him. And God will do just what you ask him to do. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. Just ask him. That's all you got to do, sister. Just ask. Amen. Brother, back to you.
I will be done. Trouble of a world lost. Trouble of the world. Trouble, Lord, of the world, I'll sooner will be done. Trouble, Lord of the world, I'm going hard to live with God no more. Weeping and wailing no more. Weeping and wailing no more. Weeping and wailing. I'm going home to live with my Lord. Sooner will be done. My trouble of his world, oh, my trouble in this world, love and trouble, hell and world, Lord, how sooner will be done. To trouble of his world, I'm going on.
That concludes our ceremony for the day on the prayer side, guys. And some of y'all did the prayer, didn't work. Some of y'all did a prayer that didn't work.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gates open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gates open at 11 a.m. Admission, $25. And then on Saturday, gates open at 10 a.m. And it's all-day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, Steele Station Road in Steele, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass shootouts. $5,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 250 entry. The diaper game. $3,000 pot. 8-car minimum. 3 entry. The big one. The 5-inch and below shootout. $10,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 1,000 entry. And a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole. 901-299-9504.
All right, well, I read by your prayers didn't work. Some of y'all had locked in all them races and was praying for the doggone wet stuff. I'm sorry. We still racing. So y'all come on, hit that one button. I got time today, but I got to go watch the Lakers. I got to go watch the Lakers, so they come on in a few minutes now. So if y'all don't want to come on the show today and talk about nothing, I'm going to watch the Lakers and get ready to go to Alabama to Bobby Cole and Mike Hill race. So if y'all want to come on and talk about it, feel free. You get on the back lines and talk about it at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't nobody hear you. You come on the show, you don't want to do it. We got quite a few people on here today for some reason or another. So I don't know why Wheelchair, Bobby Cole, Kid and all y'all, Mike here, I don't know why y'all are here to one, but I'm getting very tired of y'all not coming on here supporting your own damn show for free. I'm getting tired of that now. I'm really getting in my feelings about that. I'm getting in my feelings now. Kid, you and
Lord,
you and Wheelchair, I'm getting in my feelings.
Lord have mercy.
My point I'm trying to make, Wheelchair, they get on the back line at 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning and talk about it, but they can't come on here on a worldwide audience for free. Then they pay the doggone people down at the radio station to advertise on the radio. They go out to start paying me. I'm getting in my feelings. Calm down.
Really, it ain't that much to talk about.
I don't give a damn. I don't care. Come on here and tell her. You're going to come on here today and tell everybody the rain's supposed to be gone. Where you at? You're supposed to be on here. I don't want to hear it, Wheelchair. I don't want to hear it.
Don't understand, dog. It ain't that much to talk about. The race still a go.
Wheelchair, How did people know? Did Bobby Cole say he was coming on here Wednesday and tell everybody what the status of the race is? Where he at?
Oh, man.
I don't want to hear it.
Ain't trying to get ready, dog. Getting ready, getting ready.
I don't want to hear it. You make the sacrifices for your doggone show like I make them for. I don't want to hear no shit today. I'm in a bad mood, too.
You got to
I'm on here. I'm on here. So he can be on here. I don't care what the circumstance is. This part is damn job. Get his ass on here. I'm pissed off.
Get both of them on him.
I ain't got to get no both of them. Bobby Cole race. It said Bobby Cole. I ain't getting nobody on. I ain't calling no damn body. I'm pissed off. If they get on here, they get on here. If they don't, fuck them. I don't pull to be cussing, but I'm pissed off right now.
So, in other words, dog, all the locked-in races that they got scheduled, they still on, huh?
Well, see, the thing about it is right. Thursday, the only somebody people get off Thursday, because I think it's supposed to be a washout, but it was a test and tune day anyway. The real race supposed to be Friday and Saturday, and Friday and Saturday look perfect as of right now, kid. As of right now, we still racing Friday and Saturday. Get by the phone on there, Wednesday! I'm about to go home.
Only somebody I know was locked in was Cal City Cal and who?
Man, Josh I don't care. All I wanted to see was Josh Lowe whoop take butt. That's what I wanted to see. I don't care about the rest of them. I wanted to see Cal City, Josh Lowe whoop big mouth take. That's what I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you hit the one button either, brother D. Talk about it. I don't want to hear it right now. I'm going to start cussing already now because I'm ticked off. I'm hurt. I'm flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Happy birthday, Donye.
Thank you, kid. Mm-hmm. I swear you be 803-6202. Who in the hell is that, brother?
All right, go on, tell him so you go do what you got to do.
Hey, Joe, 8302. Brother D, what you want, Brother D? What you want? Don't bother me right now. I'm mad right now. You might get cussed out.
No, dog. I was just sitting there listening. I heard you say you wanted to see was Josh whoop Tate. So I was just trying to figure out why you decided not to go. Because evidently you must not be going to the race.
It's, if you was informed, knucklehead, they was supposed to race Thursday. Thursday looked like a washout, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
Tate,
so they can't.
Yeah, I understand that, but Ted had already offered to move it over. You know, that was already established.
Amen. Except you read between the lines. If the man was scared and he prayed for that plane, if the man was scared, I ain't want to say
right.
It now. I don't want to say this one button now.
That's right.
Yo, what's going on with the dog? What's going on?
Is that Bobby Cole?
Yeah, that means what's going down.
All right, I feel better now. Man, I'm mad, man, because where's Bobby Cole at? Bobby Cole would have been on there Wednesday first thing right now.
Man.
He here now.
Yeah,
I can calm down now. I can calm down. I'm coming down, Bobby, but I was mad.
Nuh-uh. Mike had to put it up already. Mike had to put it up.
I don't care
what Mike go right now, the weather to move it out.
Yeah. They want to hear Bobby Cole Wednesday. They want to hear you, Bobby Cole. They want to hear Bobby Cole.
Okay.
I want to hear Bobby Cole.
The weather moved out for us on Friday. Will you shut up, man?
No, don't tell me to shut up on my show, boy. Oh, you're on bad mood.
He just did.
You're in a bad mood.
Come on in there, Bobby. Come on, tell it, Bobby.
Yeah. So far, you know, Mother Nature that set in, man, and I did a little praying, and maybe somebody else did a little praying, but so far the weather has moved out for Friday and Saturday, and it's a go. It's a go. So we're going forward. Thursday is all wet. I mean, Wednesday and Thursday is supposed to be 70-80% chance of rain, and if it fall off early, daybreak Friday morning, I mean, James said the quicker they get out of here, the quicker he can get that thing dragged and worked back in, and we can be back up and going.
Yes, sir.
12 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock. I mean, but I'm not going to say 12 o'clock. But since we got a little cool weather coming behind it, I'm going to say around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, that I should have the track back hot. You know, it's just based on when the start raining. So after that, we don't see no more rain, and we're going to go for it. I didn't want to inconvenience nobody from traveling from afar, and I didn't want to inconvenience myself. I mean, everything really set up to win-win, but, hey, sometimes you lose. So I'm going to take a gamble at it, and me and Mike going forward. And I hope to see the people there that's coming and the people that didn't cancel their reservation. I understand because I've been put in the same position as me going to somebody else's race. So I understand.
Right on.
I truly understand the situation. So
right on.
When you make that choice, that's just the choice that you make, and we have to live with it and deal with it. But for everybody else that's going to try to make it, shit, we're going to make the best out of it.
Yes, sir.
And it's going down. Whatever can happen will happen in Alabama. I got some nice trophies made up. I got plenty of food made up. I got T-shirts made up. I got Willie Dog be there. Nephew will be celebrating his birthday bash. We got the bikini contest going on. We got the diaper gang going on Friday. Might be pushed back a little bit. No problem. I believe we can work it in and get everything done. We don't have no curfew over there. And the several grudge race is going on Friday as well. Saturday, hopefully everything go well, and we will be on time on Friday, on Saturday. And everything will be as planned.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you, finish,
I mean, you be put in this situation. Sometimes you be put in these situations where you're about to pull your hair out, you're going crazy, you're talking to yourself. I don't like looking at the weather. It seems like to me it just be bad luck to me because it gives me the bubble gut. As of right now, we done made the decision to go, and everything else is to go, man.
All right, you finished.
God bless each and every one of y'all. May God bless each and every one of y'all that's traveling from afar. Hope you get there safe, and I'll see you when you get there.
Yes, sir. You finished, Bobby. Let me know when you finish now.
Yeah. Go ahead, Doc.
I got some bad news for you, Bobby. I need you to go buy it. I need you to go buy Walmart and get a bunch of Magic Markers. Magic Markers. No, serious business. I got some Tennessee Madness shirts. I'm going to be giving away free with Bobby Cole's signature on them. Some Tennessee Madness shirts. I'll be giving away free with Bobby Cole going to sign. He got to sign them. That's it. So I see I got them T-shirts from Tennessee Madness, Bobby. So we're going to be giving them away free. We're going to be giving away free to select people.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. Now, Bobby, let me ask you a question now since the announcement, though. Let me ask you a question, Bobby. Now, you know we have some high-class races locked in for Thursday that probably won't get off because of the rain. Now, Bobby, what you think about them people that had them races locked in that didn't want to move them over to another day where we could be racing? What you think about that, Bobby? Do you want to speak on that?
I feel like if you got two guys that sincerely really want to race and look at the gamble to make money, this thing is all about money. A lot of people get caught up in this Facebook or these shows and different things like that, trying to prove a point to somebody. If you had a race yesterday and it rained out and we both going to be at the racetrack tomorrow, I don't see no problem with that. Now, if you duck off and go somewhere, you didn't want to go anyway. Or you were skeptical or you were scared.
Kid, what you got to say about that, kid? Kid, what you got to say about that, kid? Brother D, what y'all got to say about that? Talk to me.
We got to give them one exception, even though it won't hold any weight. But we got to give them one exception. Only leaving if you had another race booked somewhere else. I said it will not hold any weight. So what I'm doing is taking the excuse away before someone gets it. That's all I'm doing.
You got to look at it like this, dog. I'm going to be straight up honest. They might got races locked in on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they came maneuver around the race that they got the next day.
I want to hear it all. I just want to make sure I get it all in there now. You ain't going to be scared. Okay, I got you. Okay, I'm gonna be like Bobby, though. If two knuckleheads want each other, That hen house is there tonight. That hen house is going to be there. That hen house is going to be there, baby.
A lot of people say, Memphis Gangsta ain't did nothing. Memphis Gangsta ain't did nothing. Maybe there ain't but a very few people like me. And you can talk all you want to, but you ain't Mm-hmm. You ain't whoop me. You ain't got nothing to say. You can't say shit to me about me until you whoop me.
See what Bobby
said. That whoop me. They can't say something to me.
What Bobby's saying, dog, if you remember
that. Get Tate on the phone. I want to hear what Tate got to say. Tate tried to move his races over. I want to hear what Tate got to say. Somebody get Tate on the phone, man. I want to hear what Tate got to say because he was willing to move his race over. Talk to me.
You know, there was a young man named Mitch Green and Mike Tyson. They had a fight, right? And Mitch wanted Mike. Everywhere they run into each other, they was fighting, wasn't it? In the mall, in the grocery store. That's when you want your man. That's when you want it. See? So if you know it's going to rain, I'm trying to move it over and you won't, you know, it just spoke for itself. It just already spoke for itself.
Okay. Somebody get Tate on the phone. I want to hear what Tate got to say. Because Tate said he'll move his over the next week to get on it. But
The greatest in the house.
Hey, dog, you already know what they say, man. You can lead a motherfucker to the water, but you can't make him drink it. You know what I'm saying? That man told us last week he lived 2 hours away and from the track, didn't he? The other day.
Yeah. Let me.
Not this morning.
Hold up, Jake. You might not want to get on there, Josh, because they say they say when two bulldogs want to fight, they gonna fight. Don't care what day they fight. So you on the show, Josh? You on the show? I gotta get you on. Go ahead, then.
No, I'm just verifying, you know, what we discussed. I mean, I tried to make some accommodations, but he said he may not even come because of the rain. So I said, if it rains Friday,
I'm not gonna call.
That's what I said.
Now if it's clear Friday, I'm coming Friday and Saturday. I'm gonna do that.
Okay,
but I wasn't gonna sit up there and just count with you like, oh yeah, I'm good, yeah, we up, we gonna do this. Nah, man, if it clear, we up. But if it ain't, I'm gonna stay out.
If you ain't nobody, can you bring that girl with you Friday? Can you bring me that girl Friday?
Oh yeah, I still will. I show count for them out too when that was not, but I still tell her to come though. But if it clear, we up, man. You ain't got to worry about that, and we're gonna talk about that, Tate. We're gonna dance, bro.
I'm gonna tell you
like this right here though. How come y'all so confident in all the rest of the car, but you the only one that got that type of energy? But ain't nobody paid attention.
Listen though, Josh. Okay.
Huh?
And I'm not speaking up for them other guys. Them other guys don't do no talking anyway. They never have. Them other guys you locked in, they don't be on the show.
Ask them. Do they still want to dance?
Did I have any? I'm gonna ask you a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Why you want me to go to work for you? Did I have anything to do with you locking to me in the first time?
No, I did.
I never.
Hold up.
Which
you
one?
Didn't get your.
Which
you
one?
Didn't get your ass in the middle and
which
say.
One?
I'm a real nigga. I'm a grand register, so I'm gonna let you gamble your car. I'm gonna test
I think you don't comprehend well. I said, did I have anything to do with you originally locking them guys in? I only came into play.
Okay.
Hold up, listen.
I got what you're saying. You're right. You was looking for me to rearrange the race.
So that's how I got in it. Other than that, I ain't got nothing to do with you locking them cows in. So why do I got to call them people and tell them to lock you in? You got to get on your job. Like I'm on mine.
They're going to be at the track.
I ain't got to find that.
It's Friday if it's clear. I still got game over. Saturday, Chris wanted to do something. Chris, I've been told that spot there for Chris. I'm going to goddamn go cross his ass. If he don't want to go, guess what? Me and you right there, we can go. And ain't going to be no argument, no nothing. I'm gonna tell your ass to get out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now
that's what I'm
on. Now hold up, no. Come on, don't do that. How the fuck I done went from the top of the food chain? Now I'm at the bottom, and I got to wait. Man.
I mean, you already, but
you knew why didn't I lock you in?
But what? Why didn't I lock you in the first? Don't act like it did. Don't act like it. What I'm saying, don't act like it did count. Because why didn't I lock you in for Saturday and Friday for the other race? I didn't lock you in already because I already had too much going on, right? And then when we found out he was going to have his show Thursday, I said, well, see, yeah, it's an opening right there. Me and you locked in for that Thursday, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
so
true.
If we can't go Thursday, you just out the way until your number call. But when your number, if Chris don't go, you right there. I have no problem of me and you racing.
All right.
Man. None.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. I'm satisfied.
You said you go two or three guys. It's cool. It's cool. I'll sit back and wait on you guys.
You won't get it.
You ain't,
and get what?
You ain't
way,
the only one.
Way,
you ain't the only one told me I got to sit back and wait till they tap down.
Either way it goes,
cool.
Man, you still locked in for your race regardless.
Yeah, we are.
You ain't,
yeah, we are.
Ain't nobody
yeah,
ducking you.
Yeah. I don't want you to.
Mm-mm. Trust me, I'm coming at your ass.
That ain't what I'm
coming at your ass head first.
That ain't what I'm looking for. But it's cool, bro. It's mm-hmm. Do what you gotta do and
hey, don't, hey, trust me. This ain't finna hurt long, okay?
No problem, you ain't gotta worry. No problem.
You gon' listen. I can buy guarantee.
In order for it to hurt, you gotta swing. In order for you to swing, you gotta be in the fight. Right now, you're in the fight, son.
Hey.
You ain't in the fight.
Just
so
think, just listen.
Ain't worried about it hurt right
just,
now.
Just think. Hey. Just thank God. Just thank God you get to see something before you go out there. So it won't hurt that bad.
I didn't want to see nothing.
You know.
And I ain't want to show you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put this on your ass, boy.
Man, what? What you went testing last week? You think they're supposed to do something?
No, they ain't got nothing to do with nothing. What they got to do with anything?
Shit.
I told you, my car was in the shop. I didn't come out the shop on you, boy.
Your ass ain't coming out no shop.
Shit. You got me fucked.
But if I get off game over here on Friday, you there, I would tap your shoulder Friday.
Okay. What time you on game over on Friday?
I don't know. I got to look at it.
Oh,
I got to look at it.
It's cool,
but
bro.
But we going to go.
It's all good. We
mm-hmm.
waiting for you.
You ain't got to wait long, trust me. You got to wait long enough.
My prayers has been answered. I just want to make sure because I ain't got two texts that Josh Lowe was scared to death. Well, he just proved he ain't really scared to death.
Nah, man. That's what I told him. I said, man, if it looked bloody, I know how that Alabama weather is. Like, it pulled the pole down raining that day. It didn't rain a drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, see, that
it didn't rain
saying.
A drop.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey,
so,
I
know how they roll.
Hey, dog, they been asking me all week, what app do I got? My app been saying that since Monday, that it was not going to rain, but Wednesday morning, and Wednesday the rest of the day was going to be clear. It been clear to the motherfucker down there all day today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to rain all fucking day. It's going to stop at goddamn 4, 5 in the morning on Friday, and ain't going to rain no goddamn more Friday and Saturday. The same app I got that has not changed none this week. Everybody been talking about, man, what about them other apps? You got 10 other apps been fluctuating all week. And you're going to go buy an app that's all over the place for one that's been consistent all week.
That's steady.
I use the Weather Bug app. You know what I'm saying? That's the one I use. And it's pulled down today. Then it changed, and it, like you said, it supposed to rain this morning, then it supposed to be stopped, which is it did. It rained this morning, and then it stopped.
I use Weatherbug, too. Weatherbug been screwing up lately, though. They been messing up bad.
They were straight on today. That motherfucker rained this morning, then it stopped.
I got to keep it real. I'm finna say this, and I got to keep it real so everybody over here know. I wish, mm-hmm. I'm praying you beat the shit out of Tate. I'm praying you whoop the shit out of Tate, but I got to keep it real. They said, why in the hell you live in Alabama? You don't live but a block from the track, and you talking about if it rained there, you might not show up. When these other
man,
people got to come,
I stay 2.5 hours away from the track.
I'm just trying to, I'm paraphrasing it, though, but they come in 10 to 14 hours, and they still coming, and you talking about some damn.
I got a million things I can do. Okay. I got a million things I can do. I got a million motherfuckers I got to pay. You think I'm going to pay all of them just to go out there one day and ain't got nobody locked in?
John, do me a favor. Beat Tate ass if you don't win man million this year.
Oh, yeah. Tate ain't got to worry about it. Tate ain't, man, listen here. Tate ain't got shit to worry about. He ain't got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
All that rain days that he did looking at the weather up all week. It looked like God did not answer his prayer. Cause look, I'm gonna tell you how I know you scared. This is how I know you scared. When you relocked me in, I paid attention to your lock in. You made sure you said all steel, all glass, but you didn't do that the first time. You just said John Diligence.
Oh, we weren't locked in. We weren't locked in the first time.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, yeah, that made me scared.
That let me know you're nervous.
I'm scared, and that's why I'm trying to run you Friday.
You ain't got to worry about it. You nervous, boy. I'm going to fuck you, though.
Let me get another six dropped in the grease.
I always hit good the first time.
Hey, Josh, I'm so scared, Dr. Pepper. I'm so scared. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to lock you in.
You
Friday
nervous.
Or Saturday. That's how scared I am.
Mm-hmm.
Friday or
mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna see.
You still got the same. Hey, look, Josh. If you notice, we not locked in no more for this event. You still got the spot. I gave you a spot a month from now. For me to be scared, why would I lock you in? I'll give you a spot.
Man, it don't matter if you get your. It really don't matter if you get your ass beat at your own show here. That ain't no loss to you.
Man, I don't want to wait that long.
Me either.
Sure
I truly don't. Man, my whole team, man, they were like, fuck the wrestling guy. We just won't take. Real shit.
Right. That's what they said.
Hey, Warren.
Why you don't take their advice?
Hey, out of all the races we got locked in, who you want to beat the shit out of the most?
Which one of you want the most out of all of them? All of them. He said he want all, yeah.
Hey, Josh,
right.
Why you don't take their advice and put me before some of the other guys you're talking about? Take their advice.
Man, listen, the chills might have just failed how you wanted to fail. God might have saved the rest of them and finna goddamn baptize your ass.
Take their advice, y'all. Know what you do.
What
take their motherfucking advice.
Hey, what Will just said?
They
won't
fuck me up.
Will just said, He about tired of me. He ready to do that. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It's all right.
You got beef with everybody.
Yeah. You don't win no money. Goddamn, being liked by anybody.
They're gonna call you the get hit man.
No, I ain't gonna get hit.
Fucking get hit.
I'm that motherfucker that's standing at the pole. Everybody want to beat up, but they scared to touch him.
I heard that phrase from Martin Lawrence, Tate.
Yeah, well, Martin. Mm-hmm.
Tate, we're gonna baptize you this weekend, boy. I want you to know that. I'm going to do it just for dog.
You keep making me all these fake ass promises. I ain't even excited about it.
Yeah, you ain't gotta be too excited. I wouldn't be too excited to get my ass beat either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you all still all glad.
You don't want to say you was all still all glad. You said that.
I just locked in there.
And you, I mean, you said you was all still all glad. What's the problem?
I am. Got the badges all still all glad you bought out. And I dare motherfuckers prove me different.
Ain't nobody gonna argue with that.
If Bobby Cole wasn't so ugly, I'd kiss him.
Yeah, Bobby Cole got a lot of shit started up at this race, so Phil.
Yeah, you do now. If he wasn't so ugly, I'd kiss him.
We're bringing
juniors up there. Oh, I tell you what I'm going to do. What's that highway 17 going to steal?
Chili
that
sauce.
Highway 17?
Chili sauce.
What's that?
Chili sauce.
What's that highway going to steal? 17. If Josh Lowe beat doggone Tatum, I'm going to run down 17 buck naked.
Well, he might well take clothes off, dog. He might well take his clothes off. Shit. I ain't lying.
I mean, I'm a hop down there. I ain't gonna run. I mean, I'm a hop down 79. You know, I can't even run. I'm a hop down there.
He gonna get it.
Well, yeah. Well, we done got a couple today. Man, we got doggone damn near a full crowd today to see. All right, is Body on there? Body Cole, Body, is Body still on there? Body! Get Body back on there for a minute. Bobby! Richard, get Bobby back on there. Don't go nowhere, John.
Go ahead, Doc. We
got about 65 more people. Go ahead and make the announcement again, if you don't mind, Bobby, just for the people that didn't hear it, please.
Okay, give me about a minute.
Josh, I got to admit, you and Kate, I love what y'all doing. Y'all are talking press, but y'all talking like two men, though. And we just want everybody to know, because that's what everybody wanted to know, what Josh Lowe and Tate going to do. That's what everybody wanted to know. Yeah. Hey Josh, when Bobby come on there with the announcement, go on mute. I think, Josh, that's your phone with all that noise. I think you got the background.
Okay, let me go.
Yeah. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, dog. Mother Nature was sitting in here, man, had us all skeptical and motherfucker fast. Looking for the worst, hoping, wishing for the worst, but God has made a way for me and moved it rain out for Friday and Saturday. Wednesday and Thursday going to be a washout, look like, and a good percentage of it. So we took an option of going head on with the race. We're going to run the race Friday and Saturday. And I think rain will come in there early Friday morning, and it should be out of there by 9 o'clock. And it shouldn't take Jane too long for us to push the rain out of there and dry the track off. I ain't going to say it's going to be ready at 12, but I'm pushing for 3 o'clock, in between 3, 4, 5 o'clock. And like I said, I'm not mad at anybody that canceled their reservations or canceled not being able to come to the race because they made a decision on Monday or made their own decision on Tuesday, which everybody got to make their own decision anyway. Where's it before? And but for everybody that's coming, man, we're gonna have a ball down there, man. We got Willie Dog on the mic. We got the bikini contest going on. We got a diaper game going on. We got the 5-inch 4A4 deal going on Saturday, and we got the Austin
lots of good
race. Play, so.
And a lot of good race.
Both days.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, it is a go, guys. So, y'all come on out there, and we is a go. All right. Josh Lowe, you and Tate got anything else to say? We didn't do what we had to do today unless somebody got something. I'm finna go in there and watch the Lakers beat up on Body Cole and girlfriend.
Hey, one thing I will say, that goddamn steel, I'd have been up there when it had rained, and that man, it took him probably like about an hour and a half to dry that track up. Good Lord, how much? So Tate, you get that slow riding ass car up there, so I can fuck you up, because I will fuck you up that day, boy. That's all I got to say.
set of lips, set a pair of lips to say anything, boy.
I'm not promising y'all nothing, but hold up.
Until you make me a believer.
Uh-oh.
Until you make me a believer,
hey,
all that shit you're talking about don't mean nothing.
Right on, Tate. Right. I mean, let me put this public service announcement in. I'm not saying it's going to be for sure, guys, but if any major changes come up, check back tomorrow and see do we have a show tomorrow. See do we have a show tomorrow. Don't call me, ask me if we having a show. Just check and see. If you call in and they say it's a show, then you'll know some major changes come up. Come on, put that phone on mute, Josh. Josh, go and get all that damn noise. Know that's your phone. Good Lord, you're killing my ears. Hold on a minute.
That ain't me. That ain't me.
Okay, that ain't you. Okay. We might have a show just in case some major announcements come up or some major changes come up. Check back tomorrow. We might have a show tomorrow. I said might. Please don't text me, ask me if we're having a show. If we're having one, it'll be posted up, or you can call the number, and it'll tell you whether or not we got a show. But keep calling, though, because if we do have one, I might not book it at 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. I don't know. I probably been on the road by then, but Thursday is going to be a washout, so I ain't going to take off until Friday morning. So with that being said, take Josh Lowe, Wheelchair, Mike, anybody else got anything to say? Bring it on out, guys, if y'all got something to say. I know where all that noise coming from. I know where that noise is. I know where all that noise coming from. All right, if anybody got anything they want to put out, come on, put it out if you got anything.
Hey, dude, what y'all do on Friday morning, dog?
What's that, what now?
What y'all do on Friday morning? Y'all have a show on Friday morning?
No, we be on the morning show. We have a morning show. We definitely gonna have a morning show on Friday, but you know that's the back line. That won't be on bar talk. That's the back line.
Okay, I'll make sure. What time that noise go on?
2 o'clock in the morning. They don't ever go off. They don't ever go off.
I'm gonna hit y'all Friday morning.
Okay.
Come on in there.
708-0482. Come on in there.
I don't know why the motherfuckers wishing for rain. They chose trying to duck.
Yeah, they trying to duck now. They trying to duck. But anyway, I know Bobby's out there working, Chuck.
You ain't talking about Josh Lowe, are you, Chuck?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, some motherfuckers wishing for rain and they won't relock in for the next day. Something wrong.
Uh-oh.
Well, I already got lock-ins for them days. That's why I ain't relocking in. So it can't be talking about me.
Yeah, but it's going to be plenty of time and opportunity all day, all night.
Well, hey.
That's your man. Go get him.
Yeah, but would you do that?
Uh-oh.
Would you do that?
Chuck, Who you got locked in, Chuck?
I'm betting
against you,
bro. I don't care. Hold on, Ben. Down in the whole track betting against you. you said something like, bro, damn.
You
made an announcement just then.
Well, you talking about when I get them. I'm always coming to get my man.
Who you locked in with, Chuck?
I got the car nephew driving at Nova. I got Predator and Easy Money.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll finish saying now. If you want to, you can go and jump on me. I'll take the hit up break from you if you want to do a little something for a little something.
I could kill your ass too, but you ain't getting no break, jump.
I'm not gonna get out there in front of no damn freight train.
I mean,
who is it?
Don't worry about it. That's scandal. That's the same color Monte Carlo. You got a Monte Carlo about the same color your car. Your car. I don't know what color your damn car be. Anyway, that's scandal. That's Chuck with the scandal Monte Carlo.
I don't like about being in my business like that, though.
Uh-oh.
Definitely a man with a car.
Yeah. You right now, John. You right now.
He got,
yeah.
Cold to sign them, and we just for souvenirs, we have Bobby Cold to sign them.
extra large, man. Extra large. I'm gonna build me a man cave. I'm gonna collect. Anybody got some shirts for sale, man? I want to buy them, man.
Yes,
I'm gonna build my man cave.
I got you, baby. You good. You and Flop good. Who else said they want a 2X or 3X? Who else
I wear a 3X. This preacher boy. I wear a 3X.
You coming down? You gonna be that preacher boy?
Sure is.
You got that. You got it, brother. You got it.
I'll get mine when I get there.
Yeah, I'm about to remember all that shit. I was planning on selling it. I was planning on making me $100. I was planning on selling some of them.
You can make whatever you want.
I was planning on selling a few of them to get me $100. Now y'all eat that shit. That's why I don't throw no raise. All my friends will be talking about, I need to get in free, dog. Okay. Hey, I ain't made shit. All right, man. Good show. 803-6805. Who is this? 803-6805.
Jim Reed. I got to have a 3 because I got to have a Bobby Cole shirt.
Who is this?
Jim Reed. I got to have a Bobby Cole shirt.
Jimmy. All right, Jimmy Reed, you there. You know you good. You good as much stuff you do. You know you got one, my brother. You got one. You good. So y'all
yes,
better come see me.
I'll see y'all.
I've been on Gateway all the damn shit. I got to make me $100. I got to give me some gas money. Anyway, thank y'all for coming on. Check tomorrow now. Don't call me and text me. Ask me if I'm going to have a show. You'll see it posted if I'm going to have one. Just check back. If I ain't posting now, probably about 3 o'clock, it ain't going to be now. So y'all have a good one. Anybody got anything before I leave? Josh Lowe, you my hero. Chase, you my hero.
Come on, Lowe, boy.
Anybody got anything? All right.
See you at the race.
Good night, y'all.